Today, we have the Gospel of St. John the Baptist practically speaking what to do to change your life. Unfortunately, for each of us, it's different. There is no recipe for pokajanja or repentance that fits everyone's life. Everyone's repentance is custom-made. What is good for you is not good for the other person. One person can not steal all their lives. Another person has a hard time going by something that doesn't belong to them. Everyone is different. In our church, we have a beautiful custom. When you come into church, you make a metanya. A metanya is a bow with the sign of the cross in front of the tetrapod, and you kiss the icon, and then you go to your seat. That metanya comes from the Greek word, which means to change your mind. And just as you change the position of your body by bowing to the Lord, you are called to change the way you do stuff. And John the Baptist has a different response for the soldier who comes to him, for the Pharisee who asks him the question, for the ordinary citizen who says, "What do I have to do?" Well, you have to do what is in your life to change it for the better. If you're in sales, be honest. If you're in service, try to serve people better. If you're in the family, try to be considerate of others. If you have extra, try to share with those. If you have time, share time. And even if you don't, share what you don't have. In other words, God has more than He has distributed. If you want to be a person who changes their life, don't simply rely on your own powers. Pray to God and ask Him, "What do I have to do to change?" In our liturgy, we have this beautiful part when people come up for communion and the priest raises the chalice and goes, "With fear of God and with faith approach." Now this fear, because the English language sometimes is poor in its vocabulary, does not simply mean servile fear, I'm afraid. It's really translated better to mean awesome reverence. When you come to God in church, in Holy Communion, in prayer, you approach it not with, "Oh my God, I have to do this," or, "Boy, I'm really afraid," or, "I could care less," or, "This might work, I'm not quite sure." You approach it like a child who looks up at a parent and says, "Wow, I don't want to let them down." One of the worst feelings you can have is when someone is disappointed in you. They don't yell at you, they don't hit you, but they look at you and you can tell the idea and the image that they had of who you are has been slightly tarnished or even shattered. How disappointing that can be when it happens with our relationship with God. When God looks at us and says, "I'm doing everything to help you," and we disappoint the Lord. Of course, He's always there to pick us up, always there to help us. But when we approach and the priest goes, "With fear of God," it reminds us that with awesome reverence we should have with the Lord, because He's on our side. He's with you in the fight. He wants your life to be happy. The entire liturgy is about your life. And if your life isn't interesting to you, then who's going to care about you? God cares. And He tries to send us His grace in various ways and emotions and feelings through other people to wake us up and to say, "Let me care about my life. Not by what I do always, not by what happens to me, but about your life. What is important? What other little choices do you make? For what do you live? For whom do you live? What do you really value in your life?" That is what our prayer is like today. And we come to the Lord with the saying, "Perfect love casts out fear." But perfect love doesn't cast out sometimes the awesome reverence that we should have. I don't want to disappoint my Lord. I don't want to disappoint people. So metanoia, repentance, or changing your mind doesn't become something I do because I'm afraid. Repentance is based on you loving God, loving yourself, and loving your neighbor so much, no matter how much you mess up, you're going to get up and try again. Because you love people. Save yourself, become a better you, not because you're afraid, but because you're in love with your God and with your neighbor. No one in the world is better than you. Don't give up trying, because no one can help you like the Lord. Your source of power and strength is not simply from help yourself books and in yourself. But with that, we have a beautiful faith in a God who has power to change our minds and to change our lives. Christos Radajic.